I don't think so. I think we're all here.
Hi, what else to say? You guys ready or not?
Well, there's usually, of course, more people, Your Honor, but I don't know if you want to wait a few minutes so I can explain fine to you.
What's the matter? I don't even have any paperwork. Are you sure?
I'm here. I can show you the can you put in there, before any of the files, anything you wanted to know, what it was, what it's about,
right,
and decide if it can be filed?
If it's not anything, only an adversary proceeding.
And what I wanted to file, Your Honor, was actually a petition to approve a settlement agreement. But knowing the history of this, either my sort of brief time or anything can turn into an adversary proceeding, so I wanted
to keep really an adversary proceeding. That wouldn't be one. That's the opposite of an adversary proceeding. That's a non-adversary proceeding. And you say people have settled the matter?
There's a settlement that's been reached between Mr. Stansberry, the claimant, and Mr. Rose, that's who's, and me. That's who's weighed in on this. No, nobody else.
All right. Okay, you can file it. Okay. Yeah, anything that, by way of an agreement, yes, you can file it.
Okay, will do.
All right.
I'm sorry, I'm Jeff Royer. I'm here for Mr. Stansberry, if I may speak for the court. And just clarification, so is he given the authority to settle without ordering the settlement?
No, he's got to file the petition.
And then he'll have to come back for approval?
Yeah, I don't even know what it says. I don't know anything about it. But the question is, can a party under that case management order file a petition to ask the court to consider approving a settlement agreement? The answer is yes. So it can be filed, served on everybody.
Okay, I'll get it filed today.
Okay, and served, and then just come back. Is there anyone opposing it?
I don't know, because I'm not sure who it's first, who the concept even got at. The hard copy had it on the
set. Have you seen it?
I have not.
Okay, have you seen it, Elliot?
No.
Okay, all right, so serve.
But I'm okay with it.
You're okay with it?
I'm okay with them settling with Mr. Stansberry.
Okay, well, all right, so maybe join him into the actual settlement.
Sure. Maybe that.
All right, that sounds like, that's like, can I tape record that?
That I'm not objecting. Oh, I have one last thing. Brian filed a instruction thing with you. You took it into advisement with my responses for a creditor claim / reimbursement on expenses I paid of my father's. He just needs instruction of how to pay it, I believe. I don't think anybody's opposed it.
That would be some hearing time, Your Honor. About whether Elliot had filed a claim as he indicated.
In the estate.
Which ordinarily would be out of bounds in terms of the timing.
Right.
So he's seeking an extension of time.
Okay.
And so forth. That's going to take a year.
Okay.
I'll give you the schedule.
Right. The answer is you can set that for hearing.
Okay.
And urgently, because my son's...
You can set that for hearing as soon as there's hearing time available. Okay. I have some hearing time next month.
What? Okay.
Okay.
Can we do next month? Okay, next month is good. Okay. Perfect. Have a happy holidays. Thank you. Have a great holiday. It was under 5 minutes and I didn't object to something.
Okay. No. So that's why.
Thanks, man. Good to see you.
That's it. That's
you don't object to the good guys.
Nice to meet you. Yeah. That's what I wanted to get it. I'm going to ask a question in here.
Okay. So you'll write that up?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Thank
get
you.
Set for next month.
And do you want me to schedule the hearing?
Yeah, would you?
Yeah.
You do yours.
I'll do mine. Okay.
And I'll do the other one.
Okay, perfect.
All right.
Our son's in the college application process and paid his transcripts without...
So...
I know that drill.
To the school.
Okay.
Schools.
We're right at January credit card.
Okay.
Thank you.
See you, Brian. Have a great day. Merry Christmas.
Well, Colin was in a good mood until he met that lawyer. Go read the rules of professional responsibility.
Thank you.
He doesn't need to join me in that, does he?
Oh, that's good.
Right.
Isn't it?
But I don't think he needs to join me.
No, it's your kids, right?
What?
It's your kids, not you.
For the...
the estate.
Well, we don't know. Right. I think that's
well, it's
all
the,
under...
the trust. The kids are the beneficiaries of the trust.
Possibly.
Well...
that's if those documents hold.
Well, okay, well, let's assume
right.
that to be...
okay.
We have to have somebody with the authority to...
because
that's in there now. Yeah.
Right, okay.
And those are the people that would have to okay it, be okay with it. Or not necessarily, they just have to know whether they're going to object to it.
Right.
They don't have to approve it.
Well,
or
I'm not
to be
objecting
able to,
to it. Right. I think Bill told you my thinking is if they make a... if the trustee enters into a bad settlement here and we later... sue them.
What? I talked briefly to Brian when he came in. And he, I think he wants the court to approve it.
Of course, otherwise he's not allowed. Okay,
that
so
no one can
so
attack him.
So then, when the court approves it, and later we challenge it and say that
the will,
no, the settlement,
the settlement.
Ted was that Ted shouldn't have done that as a trustee and sue him for. Breach, because he shouldn't have entered into that settlement.
Well, I think that those objections have been raised. They better be raised now.
Well, I don't think so. Why? You guys walk off with the money, and the kids get a shot at them for bad acts. You might skin the cat twice. I mean, Alan Rose is doing some pretty crazy stuff right here.
That would really create a conflict for us.
No, it wouldn't.
Well,
you got it approved by a judge.
Right.
You guys have no problem. Alan Rose made the settlement agreement. He's the trustee. He paid you. You're out of it. Check that out, though, because I said to Bill that we wouldn't do it if it posed any risk to coming back to us. But I don't think so.
Well, but if it's otherwise a good settlement, what's the criticism of Ted Brocaine?
If it's
he didn't have the authority?
He settled where he had interests. He has interest in this whole lawsuit. He's a defendant, or was, or right.
But if we think it's a good settlement and it turns out to be a good settlement.
If you get the money, you're out of it, as far as I'm concerned. If we go after Ted next for a bad settlement, they can't come back to you and say, Ted made a bad settlement with you.
No,
right. And skin the cat twice.
Who's going to
Ted?
Yeah.
Me.
Okay. Yeah, we've had some mortgage weather
here. Well, as a beneficiary.
Right.
Their nightmare's never going to stop. And then they'll be really pissed because they won't be able to go back to you to get the money.
The fragrance?
What are they going to do? Sue you and say we made an illegal settlement with you?
Any hibiscus.
That would... It wouldn't surprise me, but it would be an insane claim of that.
We were in Fort Lauderdale.
So Alan Rose is putting a lot on the line by doing this with all this problem. And knowing that Ted wasn't supposed to be doing this.
Because there's a lot blooming.
Because he also has...
It could be triggering
the counter complaint, which has him for breach. So he shouldn't really be acting.
There you go.
But so let's let it get done. Let's get Bill the money.
You ready? Let's
so I just told him I told
count.
You
yeah.
about let you get the money.
You too.
Although he just
and then sue Ted for breach.
Yeah. He have an allergy
for he shouldn't have made that
York.
Deal. He doesn't
sue
think
Ted
they
you.
Can, right.
Yeah.
He doesn't
yeah.
think
the
they can come
yeah.
back to
right.
you.
So when I woke this morning, okay, I'm getting sick or.
Well, the money's going to be in their trust account anyway.
Right, but.
Ready to go.
It's interesting.
It helps that my daughter and her husband live in our house right now. So that she loves doing the Christmas
really interesting.
Oh, that's so fun.
Oh,
that's so fun.
You have another hearing?
Yeah.
Change the results.
Getting caught up.
Thank you, Veronica, for everything. We do Veronica and Christmas.
Yeah.
I celebrate it all. Any time to celebrate a party for God, I'm under any God.
Does anybody know what time Costco opens? I've got return items already.
Oh, aren't they early?
I think
I know when Sam's open because I have a Sam's membership, so it might be the same. 10 o'clock, before 10 at Sam's, it's like you have to have a preferred card to go in and shop, like businesses have it when it's not so crowded. Mm-hmm. I would guess 10 o'clock, although it's the holidays, so that could be otherwise.
Surrey.
My wife bought a monitor for blood pressure because she likes to check it every like 3 or 4 minutes. And it's, you know, 100 over 70, so it's great blood pressure, but sometimes it'll be 105 over 75, 98.
So she's a little
hypertensive. Well, she's...
I want that.
Excessively can... Right. Yes?
Yeah, because I have high blood pressure.
You do?
Yeah. And I don't like the pills.
I have the wrist checker. I got it at the drugstore. That's like $100.
And what do you mean? It tells you all day?
It's going to give you your blood pressure.
All day?
No. No, just when you want to use it, you don't have to... That's how you put it on. It has Velcro.
Oh, I can seal it. We'll be on the phone. It'll be like, I have to go. I have to go.
Yeah, it's. I monitor my mood from the phone calls I take.
Well, the point is.
Okay, you're raising my blood pressure? Click.
She has no confidence in it because it's constantly giving different results without her doing anything differently. Like, she'll test it and then sit in the chair and 10 minutes later test it again. It's a different number.
But they do that.
So she said, this is
just
a joke.
Do a number of them. You just need to get the idea of what range you're in. I mean, that's what I do.
What I told them. Sitting over to Publix and get a better probably result off of that machine they've got.
Yeah, or you can get a spend $100, you can get what I think pretty reliable Omron at CVS or Walgreens.
Do you take blood pressure medicine?
Yeah, I'm benign hypertension, so it's not high.
Like Lipper, whatever it's called.
It's called Diovan.
And as a general statement, I hate to throw work on these guys, but if there are paramedics or fire rescue in the house, as they call it, they're happy to take your blood pressure. All you have to stop in and take it for you. No cost.
Yeah.
How did your son get the full system, the cuff from the stethoscope?
Somebody's got
to be Bill will be doing her blood pressure all day.
I got to figure out how to count.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to run. Good to see you.
Right.
Jeff, be good.
Thank
happy
you.
Holidays.
See you, Jeff.
Thank you.
Have fun with the family.
I will. You do the same.
I will.
Enjoy.
Now, how old are your kids?
Candace question.
Yeah.
And then he'll be 16 on New Year's Day.
Okay.
The New Year's baby.
I used to be able to tell you like
birthdays and stuff. Never.
And now I can tell you the years they were born and let you figure it out. 76, 79, and 81.
I don't even try.
Figure it out.
Was that my kids or yours?
They're mine.
I don't even. It's all Candace questions. So,
thank you.
All right, you're off to Costco?
I think, if it's open. I'm not sure that I want to waste time either.
Well, it's got to be all close to 10, isn't it?
It's quarter after 9.
Oh, that's it? Oh, that was fast. Oh, and so they didn't even show up, Alan, on his own.
Well, this was O'Connell's filing.
No, I know, but he should have shown up in support or said something. Or
I could be misreading this whole thing, but I think there's some tension going on that could be money related. I know Ted will have a tendency of rolling bills and rolling them and not paying them.
This is going to be good.
And once the other thing is, once Ted gets knocked out as trustee, then any litigation against him is out of his pocket.
It should be now because he's got a...
Well, that'll
you
all
see,
come.
Because I filed those counter complaints and they're just state, they still have the breach count against them. So right now he cannot use trust funds legally without a written order by the judge while you have a breach filed against you. Is that correct, Ken? Once the breach claim is filed, he can't use trust funds without court approval?
He has to get approval from the beneficiaries. He
and the beneficiaries,
letter
right.
Saying, I'm getting sued for breach of duty.
He hasn't
can I
done
use
that.
Your assets to defend myself?
Right. Hasn't done
and
that.
If he doesn't notify and get approval, then.
And there's something about the court. He has to seek the court's approval when you're
that's
charged with breach. Right, otherwise, a guy charged with breach be running around spending every dollar he could before he goes.
Right.
Like he is.
Right.
Well, you could find a scummy attorney. You could, they could say, listen, I spent 20 hours on the phone with him this week at my $500 rate, so pay me $10,000
right.
And
then
split it.
Yeah. It's how corrupt this shit's become.
Happens.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
We're dealing with cases right now where people are being settled their cases and they never knew about it. And the lawyer settled with another lawyer and your case is settled and you're thrown out on a Rule 26 or something. Whatever. A motion to dismiss is what she's waiting. No, it's a something else, but federal she's waiting for. And the lawyers are being accused of doing these backdoor settlements on tons of cases.
Did nobody know?
They, what's it called? A motion? It's to kill it before it even goes to a hearing or anything. A motion to something. And then they settle, and then the judge rules that your case is thrown out, and it's been settled, and the attorneys walk off with the money. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You can't believe
it. Anyway, the camera hopefully will come down on him soon. This is it for this guy for the year, I guess. Essentially, I thought he said today he's done.
Yeah, for a month.
Well, for the rest of this month.
Colon.
Oh, yeah. He goes on vacation till the 3rd.
All right, so call her and say we talked to him about an urgent hearing, so the soonest you can do 20 minutes is all it's going to take.
Yeah, I can't.
I don't think anybody will object to that, and we'll have another 200 for war.
Josh hasn't even been able to fill out what? Applications.
So,
the one thing that mattered to Sy the most was that all
well,
the
kids transcripts
go to college,
first.
And I can't get their old transcripts to send with any applications.
I know. So. Anyway, I'm going to run. You too.
And thank you for everything.
It's always a pleasure. Yeah, I'm going to give you a hug. I don't care. I won't get anything.
It's the hibiscus. That
I won't snort your hibiscuses.
Elliot's wondering, what are they talking about?
Well, that was easy.
Can I have a paper for him?
I've got three going. Oh, he was just waiting for me today.
Oh, I wanted you to say,